Insert Knob A in Hole B by Isaac Asimov. First published in 1957. Dave Woodbury and John Hansen, grotesque in their spacesuits, supervised anxiously as the large crate swung slowly out and away from the freight ship and into the airlock. With nearly a year of their hitch on Space Station A5 behind them, they were understandably weary of filtration units that clanked, hydroponic tubs that leaked, air generators that hummed constantly and stopped occasionally. "Nothing works," Woodbury would say mournfully, "because everything is hand-assembled by ourselves." "Following directions," Hansen would add, "composed by an idiot." There were undoubtedly grounds for complaint there. The most expensive thing about a spaceship was the room allowed for freight, so all equipment had to be sent across space, disassembled, and nested. All equipment had to be assembled at the station itself, with clumsy hands, inadequate tools, and with blurred and ambiguous direction sheets for guidance. Painstakingly, Woodbury had written complaints to which Hansen had added appropriate adjectives, and a formal request for relief of the situation had made its way back to Earth. And Earth had responded. A special robot had been designed with a positronic brain crammed with the knowledge of how to assemble properly any disassembled machine in existence. That robot was in the crate being unloaded now, and Woodbury was trembling as the airlock closed behind it. "First," he said, "it overhauls the food assembler and adjusts the steak attachment knob so we can get it rare instead of burnt." They entered the station and attacked the crate with dainty touches of the demolecularizer rods in order to make sure that not a precious metal atom of their special assembly robot was damaged. The crate fell open, and there within it were 500 separate pieces and one blurred and ambiguous direction sheet for assemblage.